You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, going now to the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, where we welcome in our guest at this time, Howard Balzer, NFL SiriusXM host, and in his 39th year covering the NFL as a writer, editor, and broadcaster. He's got a radio show in St. Louis, so he knows the Rams pretty well, and they appear on the Browns 2015 schedule. Howard, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure being with you guys. How you all doing?
Doing very well. Let's start with the offseason for the Rams. Some big moves at the quarterback position, the Sam Bradford, Nick Foles trade. How did that all go down, and your thoughts on that move?
Well, you know, I thought it was something that the Rams at least felt that they just needed to do to move forward and not to be worrying about whether Sam Bradford is going to be healthy again. Of course, he was injured that second time last year in the preseason game against the Browns. And so while I think he has a chance to flourish against with the Eagles, the Rams felt they just couldn't just keep waiting on this. But the key was it wasn't as if they were just desperate to move him, because they weren't going to do that unless they got a quarterback in return. And they got a young guy, obviously, in Nick Foles, who has played good football with the Eagles, although last season wasn't quite as good as the year before. So there still are some questions about who is Nick Foles. And he comes to a team, obviously, that doesn't have as much firepower around him as he did with the Eagles. So that's going to be the interesting thing entering training camp and entering the season, is just, you know, how he can lead this team and how well he can play with the talent around him.
Has Foles had to kind of be reprogrammed going out of a Chip Kelly offense and going into what the Rams are operating, or is this not as big of a transition as it might seem?
Well, you know, I think, really, to be honest, I think anytime a quarterback would switch teams, there's going to be a transition, whatever the style of offense is, because unless you're going to the same exact system, then there is new style to learn, there's new language to learn, and all those things. But he immersed himself in it immediately when the trade went down. He was around the facility. He's really exerted leadership, from what everybody says, in the locker room. So, but it is a transition. There's no doubt about it. And it's one thing to, learn it on paper and learn it in the classroom. You know, it's another thing to run it in OTAs. It's another whole ball of wax, obviously, when you go out there and play real games. So he's going to have to do all that. But, like I said, he's really attacked it with a vengeance, and that's one thing that the Rams have really liked in terms of, how he has adapted, and, not only to the system but also to his teammates.
Well, he's also going to have some help in the backfield. Now, I thought Trey Mason played very well for the Rams last year and looked like he was going to be the guy of the future, but then they go out and they select Todd Gurley early in the first round. First of all, the latest on his health, and what does that move say to you?
Well, I think it says to me that they're just trying to get better at the position. And like you, I like what Trey Mason did last year. He's a quality guy, and he will still have a role in this offense, and of course very possibly could have a role at the beginning of the season when the Rams become really comfortable with putting Gurley out there a lot. And that's the unknown right now. When in training camp will he be ready to practice? When will he be ready to start taking hits? And no one really knows that. He's anxious, there's no doubt about it, but the Rams are going to be very conservative with it. But even if he is ready relatively early in the season, I don't see him all of a sudden being put out there to touch the ball 20, 25 times a game. So they could have a pretty darn good 1-2 punch with those two guys. And of course, what Gurley brings to the equation is just tremendous explosiveness and the ability to hit big plays. And that's what you love to have from your running back, because even the best running backs are going to be stopped. And they're going to have those stretches where they're not gaining a lot of yards. But the defense always knows that they're capable of breaking the big one. And that is what, that is the threat that Gurley brings to this offense.
Are the Rams closer to figuring out how just to precisely utilize a guy like Tavon Austin? What's been the story with him throughout the offseason?
Yeah, they say they are. And, they're making it a – definitely a point of concentration to to find better ways to use him. And they found good ways to use him in the past. But, you know, when you're always playing backup quarterbacks and that position isn't stable, it gets a little more difficult. But they realize that they have to get him on the field. I don't think he's ever going to be a guy that's on the field a lot. But the bottom line is, when he's on the field, find ways to get him the ball. When you have a better running game, when you have other receivers, when you have consistency at quarterback, then you're more able to do that. So, you know, they do have a new offensive coordinator in Frank Cignetti after Brian Schottenheimer left to go to college football at the University of Georgia. And they spent a lot of time, Cignetti and Rob Boris, the tight ends coach, who's also assistant head coach for offense, they spent a lot of time in the offseason retooling and simplifying and figuring out the best way to utilize their talent. So that will definitely be something to watch, is how much more they can get him involved in the offense.
Talk with Howard Balzer from SiriusXM NFL Radio, covering the St. Louis Rams and the entire National Football League. You look at those pass catchers here. You talk Tavon Austin for a second. A lot of big names: Jared Cook, Kenny Britt. They were the leading receivers last year. Nobody else over 500 yards. Brian Quick was an early pick. Stedman Bailey, Chris Givens, an early pick. A lot of investment in the pass catchers. It hasn't materialized. How do you see this group shaking out for 2015?
I think a big key is Quick, because he had a, you know, very spotty first 2 years, and then last season, the light bulb started coming on. He was really helped a lot by the addition of Kenny Britt, who a pretty good leader off the field, and Britt, of course, did a lot more last season after Quick got hurt. But that was the problem. Quick got hurt after a pretty good start and had a very serious shoulder injury, which they're hopeful will have him ready to be on the field at the start of training camp, or if not right at the start, pretty soon after, because he was starting to make the plays that the Rams had envisioned. I mean, he's got good size. He can, you know, catch the ball at any place on the field, and he was starting to do that last season. So I think he's the key to that receiver core, along with Britt. You know, like you mentioned, Jared Cook is going to get his catches. You know, the other guys are good role players and will also contribute. But like I said, I think Quick is the real key for this team to be able to have the receivers take things to the next level.
And looking at the defense, there was so much. Once Nick Fairley signed with the Rams, everyone was just like, how are they going to play all these guys? I mean, from what you've seen, how are they rotating these guys, and just how good can this Rams defensive line be?
I think the sky's the limit for the defense, really. They got off to a slow start last year with Greg Williams coming in as defensive coordinator. It was their third defensive coordinator in 3 years under Jeff Fisher. But they started really taking to it in the second half of the season. I mean, heck, Robert Quinn went the first five games of the year without a sack. And then he got 10.5 in the last, I believe it was, nine games. So he started coming along, and they were playing a bunch of games without Chris Long. And he'll be back. You know, the addition of Fairley, I think, really helps that rotation. I mean, Kendall Langford was in it last year. They released him because of his high salary. And I've always believed you can never have too many defensive linemen, because with the way that they get rotated, and especially the way the Rams rotate them, there's going to be plenty of opportunity for Fairley and for Aaron Donald, who was a defensive rookie of the year.
A monster.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, Michael Brockers as well. So it's a defensive line that really goes eight deep, and then they're pretty good behind it also. You know, they picked up Akeem Ayers as a free agent in the offseason, and the secondary is young and getting better. So I really think the second year with Greg Williams can really produce some great things, because nobody's learning anything. The players aren't learning about Williams. Williams isn't learning about the players. And I think that they can really pick up where they left off last year and do some tremendous things. But, you know, the offense is a part of it. We forget that sometimes. When the offense is controlling the ball on the ground and scoring points, that helps your defense. And so I think, obviously, the total key for the Rams this season is scoring more points and having a much more consistent and productive offense.
Is there any heat on Jeff Fisher? Is this a year, with all the investment that's been made in this team and the talent that's been added and how good the defense is, they need to break through and get over 500 and start winning some games and getting in the playoffs?
You know, there's a little bit of heat. There's always those people who say, well, you know, If you look at his career in Tennessee, it wasn't great, even though they did have a tremendous five-year stretch in the regular season. But, you know, he's had some ups and downs. But to me, most of that is personnel. I think the way, you know, Fisher handles his team and all those things, he's a quality head coach. So there is the heat coming from some, but then there are those who understand that in this league, you can talk all you want about the head coach, but it still comes down to personnel. And I think he, along with the general manager, Les Snead, have done a very good job of building up a roster that wasn't very good when they took over. It's still a tremendously young team with young guys just getting better and better. So, but yes, there's no way that you should win only six games with the talent that they have. So I think there is that pressure to be a lot better than they were last season.
Has the uncertainty about where the Rams will be playing in the future, has that reached the point of distraction, and where is that kind of at right now?
I don't think it's a distraction for the players and the team, although you wonder. I mean, sure, when players go around town, I'm sure they hear it from fans. And, of course, most of the fans are going to say, hey, we hope you guys stay and all that. And I think most of the players feel that way. So, and Fisher's been through this before when he was in Houston and they moved to Tennessee. So he's been through a move, and he's been through the rumors and the speculation that occurs before it happens. So he's pretty good at getting guys focused. Where it could have an effect, and the one thing you don't know, it's an unknown, is what happens in the stands and with the fans. You know, how many are going to be there, you know, in full support of a team that most fans not only wonder but believe the team won't be in St. Louis next season. So that becomes tough. And if you get off to a bad start, or at least a mediocre start, then you could see fans saying, well, this just isn't worth it. And they've got a pretty tough start of the schedule as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this season develops from that standpoint, not only on the field, but in the stands with the fans.
What are your expectations for the Rams in 2015? Where do they end up?
Well, you know, I don't think they should be at least a 500 team. And if you're a 500 team and you're maintaining that, you're in the playoff hunt. I don't know that they're good enough in the division to catch a Seattle or even catch up to Arizona. I don't know if they can win. I think they're capable of winning 10, but the whole thing, like I said, comes down to the quarterback and how much improvement they get on that offense. And the one thing we haven't even touched on is the offensive line, where it looks
right.
Like they're going to be starting two rookies at right guard and right tackle, and a center possibly that's never started a game in the NFL. So when you have three green guys like that on the line, it's pretty hard to project and predict how they're going to do protecting the quarterback and just opening holes for the running game. So that becomes the big key. If those young guys can play pretty well, then I think they could be an 8 or a 10 win team. But we all know how hard it is to win games in the NFL, and you have to figure out ways to win those close ones when it gets to the fourth quarter.
Howard,
is that the Achilles heel? Is that the big question mark as you see it for this team? Can this offensive line, especially in a division where I know the Niners aren't what they were, but Arizona's got a good front, Seattle obviously a very good defense. They're going to play some good defenses in the AFC North this season as well. Can that offensive line hold up?
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt. And that is, you know, that is the big question. But if you have a lot of the other things going, a lot of times offensive lines are made to, you know, look better by great running backs, and so that can help. I mean, Arizona's won a bunch of games the last couple of years with an okay offensive line. They've upgraded it this year, but they also, at least for part of those times, had a consistency at the quarterback spot. You know, last year even the Cardinals, I mean, they were 6-0 with Carson Palmer and 5-5 with the other quarterback. So, you know, it just shows. In Seattle, we know the consistency they've had there in these last few seasons with Russell Wilson. So if you can have that, then I think you can at least get through a little tough times with the offensive line if your talent is good enough. But if you have guys going in and out of the lineup and this guy can't do the job and someone else comes in and you have a lot of instability there, then that's going to hurt just about any team, no matter what else they're doing.
Howard, you've been around the NFL for a while. What storylines are you looking at outside the Rams, just kind of going into training camp, that will ultimately determine how this season might play out?
Oh, there, you know, there's obviously there's so many. Certainly, I have to go back to Philadelphia with Sam Bradford and see if by the end of the season, Chip Kelly is still considered a mad scientist or just mad and out of his mind. So that is certainly one to watch. In that same division, the Cowboys having to replace DeMarco Murray, and that running game and the commitment to it was what really spurred that team last year and helped the defense, because they weren't on the field as much. So that obviously is a big, a big question. You know, right there in your guys' division, you know, how are the Browns going to do with, once again, a new quarterback? You know, how will that play out? And in Cincinnati, I mean, here's a team that plays great in the regular season but finds a way to lose that first game of the playoffs. So I think that's a real intriguing one to watch. So there's always great storylines. We all know that. In the league year after year, and, how will Peyton Manning do in the Broncos with some of the losses they've had on the offensive line? So, hey, it's what brings us back every year and why we all can't wait for a couple of weeks when all these training camps start opening around the league.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Howard, we appreciate the time very much. Thanks for the great insights, and enjoy your weekend and the calm before the storm as training camps open up here in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Anytime. Take care.
Howard Balzer, our guest from SiriusXM NFL Radio, covers the Rams and the NFL. Good stuff there. All right, we'll be back wrapping up our first hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, when we return on ESPN 850 WKNR. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.